There is a black woman sculptress by the name of Selma Burke, who was the first black artist commissioned to put the head of FDR, our former president, on the dime.
This story has deeper meaning for Grant because she says her aunt, a former assistant superintendent for the developmentally challenged in New York City, bought a Burke sculpture 50 years ago. Today, Grant's aunt is 90.
So she told us early on about the story of Miss Burke. And, you know, so I want everyone to know every time they touch a dime, they're touching some major, major history.
Burke's FDR portrait still hangs today in the Recorder of Deeds building in Washington, D.C. It was unveiled in 1945 during a time when African Americans still faced major discriminations. Grant says she often gets frustrated when current youth disregard the past strides that have paved the way for them to live freely.
But our children have so many more opportunities. They didn't have to ride the back of a bus. They didn't have to go to a colored water fountain. And I think they take it for granted, nor did they have to scrounge in the street for food to eat.
Among women Grant considers modern-day role models are Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton. Grant says it's an exciting time for women, and her hope is that every industry in the world recognizes the significant contributions of females. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.